Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Newsom v. Norwalk heating up again, some help to clear the RV encampments in LA, gun show changes, and still, it's going to be hot.
Yeah, the heat is on, and when it's on, you want that air conditioning, right? You got to cool off. But around Southern California, there are reports that some of the air conditioning units in the classrooms have been broken, and parents are really complaining. Let's get more live this morning from our John Baird.
Well, kids got sick at a school here in the San Fernando Valley, pretty sick when it was very, very hot during a recent heat wave. But this is a concern for everybody, the elderly, disabled, young kids, people working outside and overdoing it, and students, too, especially if they don't have working air conditioning units. A report out of UC Berkeley and Stanford showed that up to 20% of public schools in California do not have functioning heating and air conditioning systems at all. I was talking to Dr. Angelique Campen, an ER doctor at UCLA, about what happens when people overheat.
Mostly, you need to stay ahead of these symptoms and hydrate. But if you start to feel lightheaded, and definitely if you stop sweating, those are times that you need to get help and get out of the heat.
Last month, there was this elementary school in Granada Hills where the AC was broken, and it reached 116 degrees outside, and kids had to sweat it out. Some of them did get sick. And this is a problem in a number of school districts across California. Now, as for the current heat wave, it's supposed to ease up tomorrow, but the next one is right behind it. So it'll be hot over the weekend. It won't really cool down until Tuesday of next week.
All right, John, thanks. Governor still going after Norwalk over the ban on the homeless shelters, other types of housing. Norwalk passing this ordinance back in August, a moratorium. Newsom decertifying their housing plans now. First of its kind move, limiting Norwalk's control over their own land use, allows developers to bypass the local zoning rules, build larger apartment complexes anywhere in the city. Newsom enforcing a builder's remedy state law requiring cities to approve any size of housing project if the government hasn't planned for enough homes. Action makes a city ineligible for significant housing and homeless funding. That was always his threat. If you don't go along with this, I'm going to pull that funding.
The mayor of Los Angeles says people will see more RVs cleared from the streets and more people housed after a new law that allows the city to use state land near freeways for towed RVs and homeless services. The law gives L.A. access to 25 properties for just $1 a month. The L.A. Times reports that this helps solve the city's problem of where to store towed RVs, as many have been parked in neighborhoods. And this all may take time to see the results because only one property is ready.
State AG wants L.A. to redraw those council districts, wants to force it to be done. Art Sanders says Rob Bont has drafted this document requiring the city to finalize new districts so they can better represent Latinos.
Bonta has been investigating the city council's contentious redistricting process for nearly 2 years. Sarah Sidwani, a member of the state citizens redistricting commission, says city officials are most certainly going to think this is overreach.
Anytime the state comes in and involves itself in a city as large as Los Angeles and a charter city that has a whole lot of autonomy from the state, most likely they're not going to look too kindly on this. We'll see what kind of plan is actually negotiated and whether or not these districts are actually redrawn at this point in time would cause a whole lot of chaos.
According to the LA Times, Bonta's calling for the city to prepare a new map for the 2026 election that complies with the Federal Voting Rights Act, requiring district boundaries be drawn to ensure underrepresented groups such as Black and Latino voters have the ability to elect the candidates of their choice. The attorney general singled out two council districts on the east side, saying they do not have a sufficient number of Latino voters. I'm Art Sanders, KNX News 97.1 FM.
In Linwood, security footage shows a car speeding away after hitting a motorcyclist, and this was a hit and run. The victim's sister says the driver hit her brother, who was coming home after visiting a food bank, and the sister talked to KKL News.
We went to the house after. There's a pot on the stove with food still in it. The TV's still on. He thought he was coming home.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department is reviewing the video, but they say they're having trouble identifying the car's license plate. The family is going to gather at the scene tomorrow where it happened, again, hoping to get people to come forward and give more information.
Upcoming gun show at the OC Fairgrounds is going to be affected by this law that bans the sale of guns and ammo on state-owned properties. The AG, Rob Bonta, says the law is now in effect after a court ruling. The author is Senator Dave Minn, saying it's going to make communities safer. LA Times says the organizers of the show plan to challenge this at the U.S. Supreme Court, saying it violates the rights of the gun owners, restricts their ability to meet and do business on public lands. 20 minutes of nonstop news presented by the loanexchange.com for all your home loan needs.
So the special counsel Jack Smith laid out this extensive case against the former president for his alleged attempts to overturn the 2020 election. Judge in the case released the document in response to the high court granting presidential immunity. Some of the evidence revolved around Vice President Mike Pence, including Trump saying, "So what?" after being told that Pence was in danger due to the rioting at the Capitol. So we talked about the case this morning with former U.S. attorney and executive director for the Institute of Constitutional Advocacy and Protection, Mary McCord. Asked her about the big takeaway from the filing.
Well, I think, you know, as a legal matter, what Jack Smith has done is in this filing is he's really tried to follow the direction of the U.S. Supreme Court, and that is to separate official acts from private acts and to be able to show that he can also rebut any presumption of immunity, particularly with respect to his interactions, Trump's interactions with his vice president, Mike Pence. So throughout this 165-page pleading, he repeatedly refers to this private scheme by which the former president relied on private actors, private attorneys, people like Rudy Giuliani, advisors like Steve Bannon, to concoct the scheme that ultimately led, you know, included pressure on state legislatures, pressure on state officials, the fraudulent elector scheme, ultimately the pressure on Mike Pence and the riot at the U.S. Capitol. And so he really does go sort of chapter and verse through the various facets of the scheme and applies the Supreme Court's direction to show the court that this is a case that can be prosecuted without violating the Supreme Court's ruling on immunity.
So chapter and verse, do you think it's pretty strong, all these details? Because, right, to remind people, they said official acts as president, you've got the immunity, but you don't if it's an unofficial thing. So if he's got everybody on private email and he's doing pressure campaigns only about his race and his numbers, you know, not general fraud or anything like that, do you think it's going to work? It's got a shot.
Well, I do think it has a shot. And, you know, in particular, the Supreme Court did say things like you just indicated, Mike, that in the president's, the former president's capacity as a candidate, the things he would do that had to do with his own reelection as the president, those are private. Those are in his private capacity. And that to the extent he's talking to his vice president about the vice president's role as president of the Senate, not as vice president, his role there to count the Electoral College votes. These are things that the office of the president has no official role in. The Constitution commits to the states to send their state Electoral College ballots to the vice president on January 6th to be counted. And then it commits to Congress the role of counting those votes. So neither the vice president or the president has an official interest in who the next president is. They have a personal interest, but not an official interest. I'd also note that a lot of the Jack Smith's filing does track things that Justice Amy Coney Barrett talked about in her concurring opinion, things that she would have said are private conduct, like the organization of the fraudulent electors, private, she says, like the pressure on the Arizona state officials to redo the vote there, private, she says. So I think that Jack Smith has really grounded this in things coming straight out of the Supreme Court.
There is one giant piece to this in terms of it ever going anywhere, right? If the former president wins again, it's gone.
He certainly would have the power as the president to direct his Department of Justice to dismiss the case. And we know from the Supreme Court, unfortunately, that his power over his Department of Justice is something that he is immune from any prosecution for.
Again, that is former U.S. Attorney Mary McCord.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Strike at the ports on the East and Gulf Coast, leading to some panic buying. We'll get into that. Plus, Gen Z apparently not practicing a lot of safe sex. Those stories and more as 20 minutes of nonstop news continues.
The Israeli military warning people evacuate a city, other communities in southern Lebanon, north of a UN-declared buffer zone. Sign the military may widen this ground operation against Hezbollah. CBS correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab from Beirut.
Israeli airstrikes in the southern Beirut suburb of Dahiyeh. Some buildings now totally obliterated.
the scale of the devastation caused by this Israeli airstrike is just breathtaking. This was an entire building, now completely gone.
Only a few residents remain. We met this man who said, "We are all Nasrallah, so if Israel was fighting one person, they are now fighting the entire nation."
Nearly 100 medical staff have worked in Gaza, writing a letter to President Biden and VP Harris asking for a ban on arms sales to Israel.
The president is being urged to end the dock workers' strike that shut down the ports from Maine to Texas.
He could, but he likely won't. A president can invoke a 1947 law known as the Taft-Hartley Act, which authorizes a president to seek a court order to suspend the strike for 80 days, so companies and unions can try to resolve their differences. But President Biden has said he won't intervene, urging both sides to sit down and talk.
Remember, we negotiated a similar strike in the West Coast before, and they worked it out. So let's get that done.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Some people doing the panic shopping in San Antonio. People at the Walmarts and Costco, Sam's Club, stocking up on the water and paper towels and toilet paper. Experts say you don't need to do it. Reporter Meredith Haas.
They're definitely out of toilet paper.
Yeah, well, it is crazy in there. It's like a Saturday.
Definitely crazy. I heard about two other people, at least, you know, just passing by. They were talking about it.
Panic buying has loads of San Antonians piling on the paper towels, water bottles, and toilet paper in light of the port strikes.
They only have the Costco-branded paper towels, and the only water they had was the distilled drinking water.
About 45,000 of those workers off the job. Yeah, they want the pay raise, but also they really want to cut down on any automation that's coming.
President Biden continuing to survey the damage left by Hurricane Helene. He's going to be in Georgia and Florida today. Got a view yesterday in the air of the extensive damage in the Carolinas. CBS News correspondent Skylar Henry is still in Asheville, North Carolina.
Brian and Angela King are the owners of the now heavily damaged 12-bone smokehouse in the once vibrant River Arch district of Asheville.
I can't overstate how much worse this is than anything that's ever happened.
So far, nearly 90 people have been confirmed dead statewide, with many still unaccounted for.
The Homeland Security Secretary says that FEMA can handle immediate needs after Helene, but lacks enough funds for the rest of the hurricane season. Congress recently provided FEMA with $20 billion for disaster relief, but lawmakers may need to approve more.
There is a report and some indications that the use of condoms is kind of going out of fashion.
As promoting the use of condoms used to be common on TV. But things are different now, and so are fears about HIV and other sexually transmitted diseases. Condom demonstrations are banned in Mississippi classrooms, and school districts can only provide abstinence-related sex ed. But Oregon requires all public school districts to teach comprehensive sexual education, and some advocates think that contributes to a more progressive view of condoms and sex in young adults. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Taylor Swift's endorsement of Kamala Harris is reportedly costing her some fans. Here's Chris Edens.
A new poll shows 47% of Republicans say they view Swift negatively, a sharp uptick from the 26% who said that in a poll last year before her endorsement. Scott Baradell is an expert on branding.
I think that Taylor Swift or her people have probably done the research that the positive of building a closer bond with their core audience is probably outweighs the negative of maybe turning people off. Because what most of the data shows is that the kind of people who are most outraged or expressing the most negative opinions about Taylor Swift right now are not people who really were her fans to begin with.
Among Democrats, 58% view Swift in a positive light. That's a slight increase over last year. I'm Chris Sedens, KNX News 97.1 FM.
20 minutes of nonstop news. Let's get back out to that campaign trail. Those swing states, Wisconsin for Vice President Harris. I like this headline. Unlikely pilgrimage to the birthplace of the Republican Party. Little town there in Wisconsin. She's going to have a Republican by her side, Liz Cheney. Is that going to do anything or just good photos? Live now with Democratic strategist Joe Zepecki.
Hi, Joe. Good morning.
Hi, thanks for having me, guys.
So yeah, the duo trying to demonstrate a little unity, generate some cross-party support. Not everybody agrees with this strategy for Kamala Harris. Where do you come down?
I think it's an important strategy at this moment of what feels like extreme division. The idea that actually what we ought to be able to do is find some common ground. The idea that you can build a coalition of support for a Democratic candidate for president that is broad enough to include Bernie Sanders, Dick and Liz Cheney, and everyone covering the miles in between is really important. And I think it speaks to a kind of politics that we all want to get back to. And of course, speaks to the unique threat that Donald Trump poses. So I do think this helps. We're talking about the margins here. You know, I like to say in a game of inches, a half an inch can be the difference between winning or losing. And, you know, if we could peel off a few more Republicans to support Kamala Harris, I think election night will go very well for her.
Can you actually peel them off? I mean, they're trying to get the disillusioned to come over and vote for her, but maybe they just don't vote for Trump. Maybe they leave that blank. How do you get them to do the extra thing, fill in her name?
Yeah, there's no question that there's going to be some of both. In Wisconsin in 2020, we saw a remarkable fact, which was 50,000 Republican votes for members of Congress that were Republicans and did not vote for Donald Trump for president. So we're going to see some of that. I think this Liz Cheney's strategy and having her come to Wisconsin is, how do you get as many of those Republicans who have just had enough of Donald Trump to take that extra step and say, you know what, we're not just going to leave it blank. We're not going to write in Mickey Mouse, although we love Mickey. We're going to go all the way to, if I'm going to vote for a Democrat for the first time, I got to feel good about it. Liz Cheney is somebody who can speak to true conservative principles and Republican voters in a way that, frankly, Bernie Sanders can't. Most Kamala Harris surrogates cannot. Liz Cheney can do that. And so whether we're talking about 10,000, 20,000 or 25,000, in a state like Wisconsin, that number of Republicans coming all the way over can be the ballgame.
For Liz Cheney, it is about defense of democracy and the threat she believes Donald Trump poses to the country. You mentioned it comes down to maybe half an inch on this. Well, when it comes down to that half inch, does it come down to what individual voters want for their own daily lives, their selfish needs, their pocketbook issues? Or does it, do you think, in the end, come down to that defense of democracy?
I think it's going to be both. There are going to be people who are willing to say, you know what, even if my pocketbook isn't going to get a little bit better, there are certain things more important. There are other people who are going to say, I don't care what these people in Washington, D.C. are doing. I need my bottom line to be better. But you have to campaign as if everything is in play. And the news environment and the timing of all of this is actually really, really good. Donald Trump is not a threat to democracy. He is a known threat to democracy. The filing by Jack Smith, special counsel yesterday, with new evidence of how he tried to stop the peaceful transition of power, tried to overturn an election he knew he had lost, that is going to matter to people. Is it going to matter to everyone? No, it clearly doesn't. This is still a close election. But I do think that this confluence of factors at, you know, 32, 31 days out from the election is going to move the needle, even if it's only that half inch.
Democratic strategist Joseph Peggy. Joe, thanks. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.